got an opinion, and he's not afraid to share it. Now, sharing his lunch? That's a different story. Here's the healthy skeptic, Dr. Larry Kaskel, MD.
Cataracts affect millions of people nationwide, and according to the National Eye Institute, 38 million people will suffer from cataracts by the year 2030. My next guest is the world's only board-certified ophthalmologist who will share 5 steps people of all ages should go through to stop cataracts. Dr. Kondrat, welcome to the show, and tell me the first step to avoid a cataract.
Well, it's a real pleasure to be on your show, and you're right. Cataracts are probably the number one cause of reduction in vision. And I think as the baby boomers are aging, people are going to be becoming more interested on, what steps they can take to help improve their vision, to prevent cataracts. And I have to laugh because my 5 steps are always changing. It seems like every day I'm learning something new about cataracts, ways to prevent them. But one, the most important thing I believe that people need to do is to really look at your diet. I think the American diet is pathetic. People are poisoning themselves with genetically modified food that has preservatives, food that is essentially empty calories, and, nutritional deficiency. We think of nutritional deficiency only in third world countries, but unfortunately, here in the United States, even though we have a lot of food to eat, most of it is poor nutritional quality, and it's just really poisoning our body. We're becoming more and more loaded with toxins, and these are definitely contributing not only to cataracts but to many, many vision problems. So, food is our best medicine. You are what you eat. Still holds true today, and it's the first thing that I advise my patients who have early cataracts. You really got to look at your diet, shift your diet more towards raw living food, food that's alive, food that has more nutritional value.
So let's distill that a little more, and let's pick one ingredient that we should avoid, and it's white, and it's poisonous, and our diet is riddled with it. Tell us what that white poison is.
The letter S. Second letter is U.
Yes, you're getting there? Yes?
I think I'm there. S-U. Is it sugar?
Sugar! Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Pay the ophthalmologist. So is there data out there that shows, let's say, as sugar levels rise or pre-diabetics get more cataracts than a non-pre-diabetic?
I don't know what the statistic is, but I can remember reading an article. It's really shocking. I think in the 30s and 40s, I think the average consumer maybe ate like 1 pound of sugar. And now...
Right, now it's like 15. Yeah, it's crazy.
I think it's more. I think it's like close to a ton.
A ton of sugar, yes. I would agree with that. So let's move on to the second thing that the lens likes. The lens isn't made up of too many types of cells, but I think it likes water. Is that true?
Yeah. The average American is walking around in a dehydrated state. People just don't drink water anymore. Coffee, tea, diet drinks. And don't get me started when we start talking about artificial sweeteners. That alone is a big contributing factor to, I think, neurological disease, to many types of eye problems, macular degeneration, and cataracts. So you have to drink more water. I think there's an excellent book by Dr. Bat Mangeldi, and the book is called Our Body's Many Cries for Water. And he feels that many chronic diseases can be cured. And that's a pretty strong statement, cured just by drinking more water. Now, that may be over simplistic, and you may be asking, how can that possibly be? But remember, our bodies are probably 80%, maybe higher, in terms of water.
And the rest
all our
sugar.
Cellular mechanics. all our cellular mechanics need water. And water is the best way to detoxify our body. And, you know, we're constantly producing toxins, and when these toxins accumulate in our body, they are going to lead to chronic diseases and problems such as cataracts. So a well-hydrated person, and there's some eye doctors that, you know, look at the lens of the eye, and the lens is what becomes cloudy as you get older, and dehydration. You know, the collagen fibrils in the lens becomes dehydrated. And, you know, I used to do a lot of cataract surgery when I lived another life as an ophthalmic surgeon. And of course, I no longer do cataract surgery. Now I'm trying to help people to prevent the need for cataract surgery. Proper hydration is something that can be extremely beneficial, not only to help reduce the incidence of cataracts, but also improve your overall health.
So give me some numbers. How many liters of water should a patient drink per day? How do they even figure out what a liter is? And how do they deal with the fact that their bosses may not want them peeing every 15 minutes?
Yeah, well, that's a problem. You need those bathroom breaks.
Right. Should we just catheterize the public?
Well, I describe it this way. When people start to drink more water, I used to live in Arizona. And when it rains, there's a lot of flooding because the desert is dry and hard. So when you start drinking the proper amount of water, your body is like the Arizona desert. The water, your body's not used to the water. It's going, oh my goodness, what are we going to do? And it just doesn't utilize it. But as you drink more and more water, your body will become more hydrated, and you'll be going to the bathroom less. But the general rule of thumb, and of course this is a general rule, you should try to drink one half of your body weight in ounces of water. So that's one half of your body weight in ounces of water. And I have to laugh because people get that confused, and they think I'm telling them to drink one half of their body weight. Dr. Conrad, I can't drink 80 pounds of water. It's just too much. No,
it's a lot.
It's half your body weight in ounces of water. So if you weigh 160, you're drinking 80 ounces. And we all forget, know, did I have one or two glasses at lunch? And, you know, what did I have for breakfast? So some of my patients, I tell them, pour the water, measure it in containers, put it on your kitchen sink, and that's the water you need to drink over the course of the day. So they get
Of that water, what about a two martini lunch? Is that considered part of the water? Are you recommending four or none?
Yeah, alcohol, you have to sort of double your water. If you do have that martini, you got to have two big glasses of water, because alcohol is not water, unfortunately, and alcohol actually produces dehydration. And those of the listeners that recall maybe tying one on, you wake up the next day and you're extremely thirsty. How can I be thirsty if I had, you know, three martinis? Well, alcohol causes dehydration, so you have to drink more water. But really a big issue is, where are we going to find good water? You know, I guess everybody realizes that tap water is not the best water to drink. We used to think that water in plastic bottles was healthy. Now studies are coming out to show that benzene derivatives and phthalates are in the water now, and they're pseudo-hormones, they're carcinogenic. So water in plastic may not be the best way. So I advise my patients and folks, invest in a reverse osmosis unit. They're fairly inexpensive. You can get a good one for a couple $100, install it underneath your kitchen sink, and that becomes a source of your drinking water. And that's
excellent.
What I have at my home.
That is great information, Dr. Conrad. To find out how you can prevent cataracts, you can get more information at visiting www.healingtheeye.com. I'm Dr. Larry Kaskel, the Healthy Skeptic on Radio MD, reminding you, never let anyone do your thinking for you, and stay skeptical, my friends, and stay well.